When Cheetah Makes Good Choices. Written by Gemma Carey. A long way from here, in the long dry grass, a cheetah bounces brightly on the way to join his class. He knows that at school he must try to be good and make the right choices, like everyone should. But sometimes he gets a bit carried away or gets a bit angry. Well, not today. "Hello, class," says teacher. "It's time to start the day. First, let's do the register. Please put your bags away. This week, let's try really hard to make good choices. Use kind hands, kind words, and nice, calm voices." After the register, it's time for show and tell. Remember, good choices. Don't interrupt or yell. Cheetah leaps up from the classroom rug, crying, "Look, I brought this cool-looking bug." The teacher looks at Cheetah, trying not to frown, and calmly asks her pupil to please sit down. During show and tell, Crocky shows a stick. Lion shares a picture. Hippo does a trick. After that, when teacher says it's time for them to stop, Cheetah moans and throws the most enormous, angry strop. Teacher asks if moaning is the right thing to do. "Next time, wait politely, and I might choose you." Later during art and craft, the pupils make a mess. Everyone cleans up apart from, can you guess? Cheetah runs about, getting paint everywhere. "Cheetah," calls their teacher, "please take care. Is running in the classroom a good choice to make?" Cheetah looks up sheepishly and gives his head a shake. On Tuesday, teacher starts with, "Listen, everyone, I've planned something on Friday for a little bit of fun." Have you ever heard of a library bus? Well, on Friday, one is visiting us. If everyone is good for the rest of the week, we can all go aboard for a Friday treat. On Wednesday, teacher asks for the class's attention. "Today you're going to work on a science invention. Use what's on the table. Choose from all this stuff. There's no need to squabble. There ought to be enough." Cheetah starts to grab things from his keen classmates, but when he sees their faces, he stops and he waits. As they sketch inventions, Cheetah starts to moan. "My ideas are rubbish," he declares with a groan. He scrunches up a paper ball to lob through the air, but freezes when he notices his classmate's glare. "I'll help you," says Giraffe in a brave, quiet voice. "I don't think throwing paper is the right kind of choice." Before long, it's time for them to take a break. In the queue for lunch, Cheetah spies a yummy cake. Someone takes the last one, and Cheetah gets so cross. He lunges with his paw and tries to reach across. "Cheetah," murmurs Hippo in a timid little voice, "I'm not sure snatching is the right kind of choice." At the end of the day, their inventions are all done. Teacher asks to see their projects one by one. "I'd like you to explain the things that you've designed. Try to listen well and remember to be kind." Cheetah finds it difficult, waiting for his go. But he manages to wait till it's his turn to show. By Friday, Cheetah's made all sorts of good choices. His classmates all agree in soft, approving voices. "Cheetah helped me tidy up.
He said a lovely thing.
He used kind paws and put rubbish in the bin." Wait, what's that rumbling noise they can hear? It's the library bus. It's here, it's here. "Well done," says teacher, "for your excellent choices." And they all climb aboard with happy, bubbly voices. Together they explore and have a thorough look, and they all enjoy choosing an extra special book.